All right, Sheriff Cox, recently we have seen that you have had some issues with staffing. People have moved on to different things, and we're kind of checking in with you to see how your restaffing is going.
Well, we've had several applicants and still conducting the hiring process as we had three positions available. We've hired one deputy. He won't be able to start until the 27th of this month, I believe, is the date. He had to put in notice where he was at before. And we've actually hired another one that's going to start sometime the first week of November. That person actually had worked here before as a deputy and left and went to work for the police department sometime back, and has told us he wants to come back here and enjoy the work in this organization, and things have changed where it doesn't need as much money. So we've hired him. We still are conducting interviews for the last position. Hopefully we can have those wrapped up in the next 10 days or so and make our final selection.
Very good. So we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting closer. It's just, you know, people are busy. We've been busy. Everybody's got to give notice, and we ask them to be respectful and give their notice. So it just takes a little time, but we're working on it.
Do you feel that there is enough funding to adequately cover your county employees?
Funding? No, I don't think our people are paid near what is a fair competitive wage compared to other agencies around here. You know, whenever I look at Livingston County, Chillicothe, I think it's a hub in north central Missouri, a place people want to be, go, work, live. You know, I'm looking very forward to working with the new presiding commissioner and see if we can resolve some of these issues, see if there's some money in the budget elsewhere, that maybe some budget changes that can help county employees and our deputies.
Absolutely.
If not, I have to figure, you know, work on other ways of revenue, I guess. But, you know, I think area law enforcement around here is underpaid altogether. That includes Department of Corrections. That includes area law enforcement officers and stuff. You know, there's a lot that they have to deal with. But, you know, the public expects and demands us to hire people that are honest, ethical, professional, going to be there. You know, they got a job, they have to put on a ballistic vest and carry a gun every day. You know, we deal with people when they're at their worst. We're there to help somebody. And, you know, we want to be able to attract the right people. We also want to be able to retain the right people. It just makes Livingston County a better place if we have that, have experienced officers and well-trained officers here to help. And that's just a goal of mine, continues to be a goal, and hopefully we can address it this next budget season.
Now, was there extra revenue after you closed the jail?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that being allocated now?
That you'd have to ask the county commissioners. The county has seen savings in consolidating the 911 service and in closing the jail. That's a good question for the county commissioners.